أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تجادل عن الذين يختارون أنفسهم إن الله لا يحب من كان خوانا أثيما. يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the surah, Allah refers to a particular instance which we discussed already, and that is a person, a munafiq, who was a non-believer, but pretended to be a believer, to Amr ibn Ubayrik. He found out that from one Ansari house there were some weapons stored, so he went and stole that. Those weapons were kept in a flour bag, and the flour bag had a hole in it, but he was not aware of it. So he stole it and carried it to his house. And from that hole, there was a tray of the flour leading to his house. When he came to his house, he realized it. Now, to deflect attention from him, he took it and took it to his neighbor's place, who was a Jew, and he asked him to keep it as amanat there. The Jew accepted and agreed, not knowing what the whole story was behind it. In the morning, it came to be known that there was a robbery and these weapons were stolen. And then, when they started looking, investigating, they found a flour tray going to this person's house. They went there and they searched the house, but they did not find anything because he had already taken it at night to his neighbor, the Jew. Then they followed the trail to the Jew and they found it there. On that, then the news started spreading in Medina Sharif, first that this Ubayrik was the crook that he stole. Then he, with his extended family, went to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and said that people are accusing us of stealing, but though they investigated, they searched the house, they found nothing, and wrongly they are accusing us. Please tell the people to refrain from that, they must not accuse us. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, looking at the matter outwardly, told the people, if you don't have evidence that somebody is a crook, you've got no right to accuse that person. And in fact, the evidence was leading to the Jew. And the Jew told that the Ubayrik, he brought it and left it here, but he denied flatly. He lied and said, I did not go and put it. He's lying. He's the crook and he stole it. So the Jew appeared to be the guilty person. And the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had already thought of cutting his hands for stealing. So then Allah Ta'ala revealed two hukus with regard to this matter, which showed how important this matter is. And the whole Quran Sharif was revealed according to various occasions, various instances. But the ahkamat, the laws of the Quran, are forever. And from here we learn great lessons. First, in the beginning of the ruku, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ الْحَقِّ. We have revealed this kitab as absolute truth. لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So by the kitab, by the Quran, you can make decisions amongst people. And a very important part of this ayat is, إِنَا صَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. That which Allah shows you. Not all your own opinion, but what Allah informs you of that. Because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's opinion in here, outwardly, what the conditions were, that the Jew was the guilty person, and the stormer, Ibn Ubayrik, that he was innocent. Whereas the reality was the complete opposite, which Allah knows about, of course. Allah knows everything. So Allah says you should make your decision according to what Allah Ta'ala reveals. And now the surah and the rukus came down. So accordingly, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also made the judgment according to that. We learn from here also that the Jew, he was a Jew, is an open enemy of Islam. But you cannot, you have no right. And that munafiq, outwardly he was like a Muslim. So everything should be in favor of the Muslim. But in the matters of justice, Islam maintains that you don't see the religion of a person, you don't see family ties, you don't see friendship, you don't see favors that were done, anything. Justice must be done properly. This is a very important thing that we have to understand. In many matters, we give preference to family ties. It's my brother, it's my father, or whoever else it is. Or we give preference that he's a Muslim, so we have to give him advantage. But in matters which are of this nature, justice is the prime importance. And if everything must be made, decisions must be made based only on justice, not on any other condition. In fact, in another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even if it is a poor person, but he has done wrong, so don't take pity on him, he's a poor person. If he has done wrong, he has to be punished accordingly. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when Fatima Mahzuma had stolen and her theft was proven and her hands were going to be cut, and the Sahaba intervened and wanted to have leniency shown, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, even if Fatima bint Muhammad has to steal, I will cut her hands also. In other words, the laws of Allah are the most important. If this can come into our hearts, we give preference to family ties, we give preference that he's a Muslim, we give preference that I got long connection with him, very long years we are working together, etc. When it comes to justice, then none of these things are seen, and justice must be maintained. So Allah Ta'ala has revealed two whole rukus, and he further, Allah still explains more also. In this ruku then Allah says, وَلَا تُجَارِبْ عَنِ الَّذِينِ يَحْرَانُونَ أَنْفُسَهُمْ اور میں جگر ان کے طرف سے جو اپنے جی میں دعا رکھتے ہیں. And do not argue the case, do not favor the case in favor of those people who are doing wrong to themselves within them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. Allah کو پسند نہیں جو کوئی دبا باز گنہ گار. Allah does not like any one person, any person who deceives and is a wrongdoer. يَسْتَقْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَقْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. شرماتے ہیں لوگوں سے اور نہیں شرماتے اللہ سے. They hide and they show their shame in front of people, but they don't show their shame in front of Allah. This is also a very important aspect. How many of us in secrecy we complete guna, we commit guna, so that people must know we have committed this guna. But it is open in front of Allah. So in other words, we are frightened for people, we are not frightened for Allah. As though people's punishment can be more severe than Allah's punishment. A person should fear Allah, and then he will not commit gunas even in privacy and secrecy. Otherwise, a person when he commits gunas in privacy and secrecy, then it is like he's frightened for people, but he's not frightened for Allah Ta'ala. Whereas the reality of the matter is, وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ and Allah is with you. If you wait ignore, نَعْلَا يَرْضَى مِنْهُ اور وہ ان کے ساتھ ہے جب مشورہ کرتے رات جو اس بات کا جس سے اللہ راضی نہیں. And Allah is with them. When at night they were making that mashura to put the blame on the Jew. And Allah knew all about this. Everything was quiet in the city of Medina, and they were busy making this mashura out there. Allah was fully aware. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا اور جو کچھ وہ کرتے ہیں سب اللہ کے قابو میں ہیں. And whatever they were doing, and whoever is doing whatever, Allah is fully in control of it. It is all in the control of Allah. So here we are taught that we should build our iman to that extent that in all matters we realize Allah is watching. We just finished our Fajr namaz, but how many of us thought of Allah Ta'ala? Whereas namaz is to bring that thought, that the whole day that thought remains in a person's mind, that Allah is watching me, I am seeing Allah Ta'ala. And according to that must be our conduct. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.